The term asymmetric comes from information warfare and from guerrilla warfare. You have a major force, a big army with tanks, airplanes, and what have you, and then you have a bunch of guerrillas behind bushes. That's asymmetric.
And so how does this tie in with cybersecurity?
Well, what I have done, I have said that the enormous amount of money that the Department of Defense spends for defending against incoming intrusions is totally unmatched with the neglect that is given to outgoing traffic, and that's asymmetric. In any military situation where you have a large force trying to do something, and in fact the injury is done at the small end, is called asymmetric.
Because one of your concerns is the amount of information that's out on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and all these places.
Right. All of those services, all of those media are giant leaks, and OSD has turned the spigot open for everybody to do this without any injunction, without any protection.
Well, in fact, they're almost encouraging them to do it. They.
Oh, yeah. You know, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is priding himself on tweeting and doing blogs and God knows what. You know, that is irresponsible.
And so the concept often has been, and as long as I've been covering this stuff, people have been saying, hey, we need to share information more effectively.
Oh, I'm in favor of sharing information, and I'm in favor of not shutting off DOD from the enormous amount of intellectual capital that's on the web. But what I'm saying is that you need certain precautions. You cannot get that for free.
And so what kind of policy should DOD have in place?
Well, it just happens that a major agency of the Department of Defense has engaged my consulting services to write now a policy for this particular agency on how they will protect themselves for outgoing traffic. And I'm doing this. And specifically, there are provisions available on the policy which require that outgoing traffic be recorded and kept for forensic purposes. And so I'm recommending that, sure, you should allow people to go out, but you should put safeguards so that in the event you have exfiltration of information, you can prosecute the people.
Give us a sense as to the kind of safeguards that should be in place, and we'll point people to your website. So if they want to enlist your help as you roll these things out, I'm sure a lot of folks will be interested in that. What kind of safeguards would be the kinds of protections that would enable DOD to protect themselves from this asymmetric?
Well, the article that you're quoting has at the bottom references to my blog spots. And there are two blog spots specifically mentioned which you can get. One is called Protecting the Cloud, and the second one is called What Will Deliver Actionable Cyber Security Solution. These are fairly lengthy expositions, but that outlines the directions in which the Department of Defense has to protect itself.
And so do you think that these tools don't help DOD carry out its mission at all?
Well, I didn't say that. All I'm saying is that DOD has to have access to the Internet because there's tremendous amount of information, particularly professional information for people have to draw on. You know, IEEE, ACM, and all of those things. They're tremendously wealthy websites that contain intelligence. We shouldn't cut ourselves from that. What I'm saying, however, that this is dangerous.
And most things, I mean, connecting to the Internet at all is dangerous, and I know you understand that. So what is the line that you choose between how much of that risk is worthwhile?
Well, you know, there are two risks. There is the inbound risk, and, you know, for that you have firewalls, and, you know, you spend $3.5 billion that we know of to do that. So I'm not discussing inbound. I'm discussing outbound. What I'm saying is that from a standpoint of an attacker, the ability to extricate intelligence through data mining from outbound traffic is more rewarding than what they can get by trying to pierce through increasingly onerous defenses and protection devices like, you know, virus protection and firewalls. So what I'm saying is, from an attacker standpoint, and you have to start looking at it from an attacker standpoint, the exfiltration is more rewarding than the infiltration.
So what do you do as a result of that? And you
said, what you do is, there is a policy on the books of the Department of Defense, and the policy, which I will cite for you, is DOD Directive 5015.2. It's DOD Directive 5015.2.
Yep.
It's called DOD Records Management. Now, when you open that directive, the directive says that there is a requirement under the Records Management Act, which is actually supported by Act of Congress, that internet-based capabilities should be subject to recording, because all transactions from the Department of Defense have to be recorded. Records management policy dictates that.
Right.
What I'm saying in my policy is that I will classify outgoing media communications as falling under the provisions of the records management policy. And therefore, if that is so, and the policy is quite clear, the creation, maintenance, and preservation of a permanent record of all social media has to be kept in perpetuity on non-erasable media. And let me tell you why this is important. You may recall in my article I talked about the $80 million heist from this bank.
Yep.
It was a New York bank, a major New York bank, and the money went to Latin American country, where it stayed for only a few minutes, and then it went on. Okay? They found out who did it, but there was no way of prosecuting. You see, the issue is prosecution. And there was no way to prove that this actually happened. What I'm saying is, ultimately, the issue of exfiltration is a matter of making sure that the people in DOD will know that they are being watched and they will be prosecuted. Right now, that is not possible.
And that's something that you're working, as you say, to come up with a policy that you can do that. I mean, I think most the DOD social media policy that they approve says, hey, you can do social media, but you have to be smart. Realize that.
Yeah, that's a stupid policy. You can quote me on that.
Stupid because
it's, you know, just to say you can do it, but be careful. You know, that doesn't get you any place.
And so
be careful is not a viable policy from the Department of Defense.
And so the policy should be, don't do it?
No, the policy should be very specific. But I'm advocating that OSD should now modify that memorandum that they issued, which says be careful. And now they should issue a supplemental revision to that memorandum saying, well, by being careful, we mean the following. And spell that out. Make it a requirement. And by the way, that is easily said, because there is already an existing policy which covers this. So it's only a question of applying an existing policy.